Ever since Japan's nuclear crisis began, the Indian Point nuclear power plant on the Hudson River has faced renewed scrutiny as federal regulators review data on the seismic risk of 27 U.S. nuclear plants. Governor Cuomo says he's been assured that Indian Point is top priority on that list. It all comes as Indian Point is trying to renew its operating license for the next 20 years. WNYC's Bob Henley joins us now. So, Bob, what does it mean that federal regulators are putting Indian Point at the top of the list for review?
Well, first, let's get the narrative down. The NRC had started the process for a national seismic review a few years ago when it documented what it termed a slight increase in seismic risk in the central and eastern U.S. Now, Indian Point made that list. Yet Indian Point had already gotten two staff-level NRC approvals for environmental and plant durability, which put it well on the way to getting its 20-year license renewal. Now, Governor Cuomo will be able to get his experts in the room with the NRC, and that, no doubt they'll be informed by the breakthrough work done by Columbia University's Lamont Doherty's Earth Observatory that shows a potential for more seismic activity in this region. And indeed, they discovered yet another fault line on top of the Ramapo, which is in close proximity to Indian Point that we already knew about.
Well, you know, Indian Point's relicensing process has been going on for a while now. Where does it stand?
Well, here's the thing. Indian Point 2's license expires in 2013. Indian Point 3 lapses in 2015. The real battle has been over the water, two water certificates Indian Point operator Entergy must have. Indian Point, Sotirios, every day takes out 2.5 billion gallons of water from the Hudson to cool their water-pressured plant. Now, that water is you return to the Hudson at like 90 degrees, which environmentalists call thermal pollution. Now, back in 2003, New York State Department of Environmental Conservation experts required Indian Point to build cooling towers to mitigate their impact on the Hudson. Energy's fighting that. And then last year, the state DEC denied the plant the water quality certificate that's essential for them to get the NRC renewal.
So what are they basically saying about setting up those cooling towers?
Well, energy spokesman Jerry Nappi says the cooling towers would be a $2 billion expensive solution to a non-problem. He says energy has 25 years of studies that contradict the state's findings. He says all things considered, atomic power generation is far less polluting than the fossil fuel plants that will be used to generate electricity to replace it. He says the 1,100-person workforce at the plant care about the environment.
They live in the community and they have families who go out and enjoy the Hudson River, consider themselves to be environmentalists. And if they have concerns or had concerns about a power plant that they worked at impacting the environment negatively, they would certainly speak up.
Now, one of the things Nappi adds is that the energy is willing to put a $200 million micro mesh screen over the intake valves to try to prevent damage to the aquatic life. And they're also going to fight through administrative law and perhaps the courts, the DEC's ruling so far.
Okay, and what do Indian Point's opponents say about its environmental record?
Well, basically what they say is that there's been an historic issue there in terms of contamination on the site. We talked to the riverkeeper expert on this, and he was saying that there have been things that have been going on there. Phil Masekas.
We had this plume of strontium-90 that was leaking from Indian Point 1 into the groundwater and into the river, and then a plume of water contaminated with tritium, which is another form of radiation, was leaching into the Hudson River from Indian Point 2.
Now, Energy says they've remediated the sites in question and moved spent fuel rods out of water and put them in dry cast. Now, the NRC says there's no long-term damage to the Hudson. The environmentalists disagree, of course.
All right, Bob, very briefly to wrap up, what's next for Indian Point?
Well, we're in the middle of the license renewal process, and the public hearings have yet to be scheduled. And really, the images coming out of Japan are going to drive a lot of this debate. And also, the opponents now have to give us a sense of where the replacement energy, some 25% of what it takes to power New York City, is going to come from if Indian Point closes.
All right. Thanks so much, Bob.
Thanks.
WNYC's Bob Henley.